probably already seen our intro to this podcast, and we're going to be going on to our first story, which is the Clash of the Titans. So I just wanted to tell you that all these stories was made by Hesiod, who was probably the creator of Greek mythology. And now let's get on with the story. So at the beginning, there was only chaos, darkness that covered everything. But then the earth was born out of that chaos. And then the mountains, and then the sea, and then the sky. The sky's name was Uranus. And with the sky, they made the sun and the moon and the stars. Then Uranus and Earth, which is the sky and the earth, came together and gave birth to the Titans. But Uranus was cruel. He was very cruel, and he was afraid that one of his children would take his throne. That is why he prisoned every one of them into the depths of the earth. But his son Cronos, the strongest of the Titans, defeated him and became world leader. Later, Cronos married Rhea, a Titan Rhea, who gave birth to two gods and three goddesses, Hades, Poseidon, Hera, Hestia, and Demeter. But Cronos inherited the fear of his father and believed that one of his offspring would later take his throne. So when they were born, he swallowed them. However, Rhea was expecting a sixth child, and fearing it would share the same fate with her other children, she secretly gave birth on a mountain in Crete and hid the newborn there. She named the child Zeus. She also tricked Cronos into thinking he swallowed this child too, by giving him a stone wrapped in swaddling clothes, which Cronos swallowed, thinking it was his newborn. The nymphs took care of Zeus and fed the baby with the milk of a goat. When he grew up, Zeus found his father and tricked him into drinking a mixture of wine and mustard, which caused him to disgorge the contents of his stomach. Zeus's older brothers and sisters came out of Cronos fully grown, so Cronos threw them up. This is how the great Titans began. Then there was a war between the Titans and the gods. Zeus was the leader of the gods. This battle lasted for 10 years, but at the end, the gods defeated the Titans and threw them into Tartarus, a dark and gloomy place, as far from the earth as earth is from the sky. Then the gods fought with the giants for dominance of the world. The giants lasted a long time as well, but the gods were again victorious. Thus, Zeus became the ruler of the whole world, and he and the other gods settled in Olympus. So now let's think about why the Greeks made these stories. Well, as you can see, the Greeks were very, very imaginative. And they created these myths to explain every element of the human condition. So they wanted to explain all the things about humanity, and they were very imaginative. So they made these stories. And that's why the Greeks made these stories. So, as you can see, these Greeks made amazing stories. I know we've only read one of them today, but we'll look at a bunch of others in next episodes. So, please stay tuned to this podcast, and take care.